Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. One story catching our eye is not appearing in the usual sources. We have yet to notice this one in the British tabloids or the big American magazines. However, according to a report by Radar Online, Kate continues to become increasingly irritated with Camilla, who she believes does not take her royal duties seriously enough. A source told Radar Online, Kate is becoming increasingly irritated with her. She thinks Camilla doesn't take her royal duties seriously and that she doesn't deserve the role. Things have been very awkward. Ever since the Queen died, Camilla has been throwing her weight around, showing everyone who's boss. A second insider added, yes, Camilla has been anointed and appointed by Charles and was blessed by Her Majesty prior to her passing. However, this doesn't mean Kate has to like or respect her, especially given Camilla's history. She has this superior attitude where everyone has to bow down to her. Kate was reportedly scolded over Charlotte's behaviour during Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The Mirror shares the incident in question was when George appeared to pinch his sister. An annoyed Queen Camilla is rumoured to have frowned and pointed at Charlotte before giving the Princess of Wales a harsh stare. Having then felt her brother's force, the princess yelped out in pain and swiftly turned around to stare at George before facing forwards to say, "Ow." Camilla then frowned and pointed at the seven-year-old before turning to Kate and saying, "Take her." While it's possible Camilla does not like Kate, most Britons do. A new poll by the Mail on Sunday asked 1,095 British adults to rate senior members of the royal family. Of all respondents, 69% consider Prince William favourable, followed by Kate at 67%. Princess Anne came third, with 64% of people voting her as their favourite, while 54% voted for King Charles. Less popular were Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who came in fifth and sixth, followed by Prince Andrew. Harry was still seen as favourable by 41% of respondents, while Meghan received a positive vote of 32% of the people. Prince Andrew only received 13%. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The AV Club writes, "Hey Meghan Markle, Howie Mandel also felt like a bimbo on Deal or No Deal." Howie said, "I got it because I've never said this before, but they had this pyramid of 26 beautiful, intelligent women standing there just staring at me like I was a piece of meat. I was in the center, just dressed up in a suit, and I felt like I am more than this, and they would just look at me and I had to do nothing. I've never really heard anybody complain, and I don't think Meghan is complaining. I think Meghan just said she wanted to do more. It wasn't fulfilling her." He does, however, clarify that the series was a great workplace environment, and that, by the way, many of the girls were mic'd and they had their input. "I don't know why there is a big hoopla," Mandel says of Markle's remarks, "except I have to say that me standing there with 26 women staring at me made me feel like a bimbo. The entertainment industry is a rough business, huh?" The Daily Mail noticed King Charles is advertising someone passionate about plants to work at the palace for 39 hours a week. The advert on the royal website says, "As gardens manager, you'll be responsible for the maintenance and presentation of Buckingham Palace Gardens to an exceptional standard. You'll take pride in watching thousands of people enjoying them at garden parties. With a commitment to horticulture, you'll be focused on delivering on our projects to conserve and enhance our gardens' rich biodiversity. The role, with a salary up to £40,000, includes lawn maintenance and caring for shrub, herbaceous and rose borders. Meanwhile, a £38,000-a-year gardens and nursery manager with a passion for plants and people is wanted at Windsor Castle. As gardens manager, you'll be responsible for the maintenance and presentation of Windsor Castle gardens and grounds and the management of an operational nursery. The job includes caring for the moat garden and a historic collection of both indoor and outdoor plants and commercial crops for production at the Windsor Farm Shop. Both jobs have a deadline for applications of today, so get moving." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.